Joining us in the Classic Cafe, someone that you've spent your Christmases with for the last 20 years, drummer of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Jeff Plate. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
How you doing, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're doing really, really good. You know that we're past Labor Day when the TSO tickets, we got the contest going on that people have a chance to do the flyaway to the rehearsal. And, you know, TSO starts to fill the air before even Christmas gets that feeling. And it's been that way for 20 years. I mean, isn't that amazing that this will be the 20th anniversary of that first tour?
Well, it really is, Bill. And if people don't understand, it's really all your fault. So let's start with that. If it wasn't for Bill Lewis, I don't know if we would be here at this point 20 years later. But to answer your question, it's been an amazing journey. And obviously, when we started out, it was a very humble show, you know, with a lot of questions, more questions than answers. And through the perseverance of Paul O'Neill and the management group around him, he stuck to this thing and kept on putting the product out. And you know, Paul made his point, and finally it caught on, and here we are 20 years later, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra is bigger and better than ever, and it's amazing what's happened.
And it's such a big part of people's holidays now, and you know, to be part of that tradition is really a special thing. And you're right, when, you know, 20 years ago, I remember, you know, talking around, sitting around with you and Chris and Paul and Bob Kinkle, saying, you know, is this going to work? You know, can we even pull this off on stage? And after that first show, boy, that was a glimpse of what the future was going to hold. And the future has been filled with fire and and snow from the rafters and all of the things that make TSO performances something special indeed. And that includes the musicianship, like your drumming, for example. And so you have the best seat in the house. You're sitting there looking at everybody and everything and all of the lights and stuff going on around you. Do you ever get lost in the moment, you know, just by the magnitude of the whole thing?
You know, there was probably times when yes, I did. You know, it's every once in a while, and I'll tell you when it really happens, usually is at the beginning of the show when I'm walking onto the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to walk up a set of stairs, a couple flights of stairs to get up on the stage sometimes. It's like, my God, look at what's happened. You know, it was just it was a theater stage. We walked out. There was a small drum riser and some lights and a dry ice machine. And now you walk out into that arena, it's, oh, my God, the stage expands the width of the arena and halfway back to the opposite end of the arena. And it really is amazing. And I'll tell you what, yes, I do have the best seat in the house. I don't get to see the show coming at me, but I see it happening around me. And I can see all the expressions and the looks on people's faces in the audience. And it's very easy to tell who's never seen us before and who has.
Mm-hmm.
But also being able to sit there and watch the musicians that I work with on stage. I get a chance to really look around and watch everybody perform, listen to everybody perform, and it's really pretty special. But to sit where I sit, and from the very first show to now, to see this thing grow in front of me, to the left of me, to the right of me, above me, behind me, it's really amazing what's happened. And the very first show, I remember walking on stage with Johnny Middleton, our bass player, and we were like, oh, my God, what did we get ourselves into? And after that show, we knew we had something. And, you know, like I said, Paul O'Neill, he would not give up. And here we are.
Yeah, and that, you know, this is the second year or the second set of performances that Paul will not be part of, having passed away last year. Is a sense of normalcy kind of returning? I mean, it had to be crazy last year.
It was very strange, to say the least. And I mean, obviously, you know, our hearts still go out to his family and everything. And when I got the phone call, you know, all of a sudden, this feeling came over me like, wow, well, if this is it, this has been an incredible run.
Mm-hmm.
If this is not it, we got to really buckle down and get serious, because the guy who's been steering this ship all this time is no longer here. Paul had said many, many, many times over the years, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to outlive us all. It's going to be a timeless tradition and this and that. And, you know, and who would think it would outlive the man who created it? But this is unfortunately what happened. And you know, you've met all the people at Nightcastle Management, Adam Lynn, Kenny Kaplan, you know, Barry Gable with Live Nation, you know, all these people that have been around this and part of the growth of it. are very, very good at what they do. And Paul really surrounded himself with some very bright, motivated people. And having been here from the very beginning of this, you understand what, you know, who Paul is and what he is and what Trans-Siberian Orchestra is. It is a different animal. This is a band and a tour like no other. But the people around this understand it. And, you know, when the time came for them to really take the reins and run this thing, everybody was prepared to do it. And, you know, here again, I've been here from the first note. So is Chris Caffrey, Al Petrelli, Johnny Middleton. You've got a core of people that have been here and lived through everything. You know, we've seen everything. We've learned a lot from Paul. And now it was time to put all that to the test. But last year, it's not really that I had any reservations or I was afraid of the tour or anything, but Paul created something that is going to outlive us all, you know. And to his credit, everybody missed Paul O'Neill. Everybody knew that we lost our leader, that we lost our, you know, our friend and creator and all that, but everybody is still with the show and supportive of the show because he created something that really means a lot to a lot of people. And you mentioned before tradition. There's people that cannot function until in the holidays until they see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This is what makes their holidays. And for a lot of families, this is what they do. This is their family get together. They get tickets, they come to see our show. And Paul made a very conscious effort of trying to keep tickets reasonably priced so people could bring their families. You can bring your kids, you can buy a program, you can, you know, going out to see a show is not just buying the ticket anymore. It's the parking, it's the drink and food and buying a t-shirt and so on, and, you know, all of the above. Paul was very conscious of that and the fact that we do the show every year. You know, you have to be able to make it affordable and convenient for people to come back every year and see this. So, and for the ones who've seen us all these years, you know, we can't thank you all enough because it wouldn't happen without you.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul had certain irons in the fire the whole time, some projects and albums he's working on. We're talking with Jeff Plate, a drummer of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. On all the albums, he was back in the Sabotage days and also, you know, on all of the tours. So, you know, at that point, you drummed on everything. Is there any thought of getting back in the studio or, you know, to finish any of the things that Paul was working on?
Well, of course, when we lost Paul, there's a lot of open questions, and Paul filled a lot of roles. You know, he was the final say in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the question there is, who takes over that role now? You know, his daughter she's getting her head wrapped around this whole project and this whole company and the creative process, and she's, you know, Paul was her idol, and as all of us, he was her teacher, and I think that she is going to really make a strong effort to kind of pick up where things left off and finish some of these projects that Paul had started. Mm-hmm. You know, there was always several different things, and if you've ever talked to Paul, he will touch on all of them. It's like, how are we ever going to get all this stuff done? Oh, my God. Yeah. But the point is, he did have a lot of material that was close to being finished, or, you know, maybe even closer to that, or maybe it's just some words scribbled on a paper that he had some ideas for. But I think that his family, once they got over the, you know, the heartbreak of all this, realized, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is a very successful band, it's a very successful company, but it also means a lot to a lot of people. And I'm sure there will be an effort to get some more stuff recorded and put out there, you know, between Paul O'Neill, what he left behind, but Al Petrelli, John Oliva, you know, Dave Whitman, our producer, you know, there's some very, very bright people involved here who know exactly how Paul works. So I think putting that together is, I got my fingers crossed, and even if I knew something, I couldn't share it. But right now I know that there's some activity going on.
Excellent. Excellent. We're talking with Jeff Plate of TSO. December 30th is when they're coming with their amazing Christmas show and then some. Ghosts of Christmas Eve is what the feature is going to be this year. And, of course, there's going to be some tickets given out throughout this week and a week from the next one as we get some people over there for your big rehearsal. And that's a lot of fun. Going to have to let you go here as you've got some things that you got to do. But in the non-TSO time, has there ever been a thought of resurrecting Sabotage for any kind of activity, a tour or something like that?
Well, there's always been that thought, you know, and we did get back together for the Vakken show in 2015. There was a lot of talk after that show because it was very well received when the band got back together. You know, it's just so interesting how when a certain group of guys get together and play music, it's just different than plugging other people in. You know, there's a real chemistry there with the six of us. And speaking of John Oliva, Chris Caffrey, Johnny Middleton, Al Petrelli, and myself and Zach Stevens on vocals. But there was talk of this. And, of course, there's always interest. You know, we hear about it all the time. But here again, when we lost Paul, some of that got, you know, it had to get pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
There's always conversation. And, you know, personally, I would really love to see it. I know, especially overseas, there's always been a fan base, a demand for the band. And we would love to make that happen. But here again, with everything that's happened over the past couple of years, Sabotage, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So once all the business end of this whole scenario gets sorted out here, and we all get in a room and really talk about some things. It's going to take a little time. You know, none of this stuff is easy. But I would love to see it happen. I know a lot of people would, and I know a number of the guys in the band would really like to see it happen too. But hey, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is really the that's the focus. That has been our success, and this is what our careers have become. If we can somehow squeeze some Sabotage music or some shows in there around all this, that would be fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Jeff. I can't wait to see you. And, of course, you married a Cleveland girl, so it's always great to see Kathy back home enjoying the show in the arena and where she had seen some other shows in her time. But one of those shows, she ran across the drummer and has been smiling ever since.
And here we are. And I got to tell you, yesterday, you know, she was a happy girl. Cleveland get out of their game without losing, so things are looking up for the Brownies.
Absolutely. So, and we'll see if we can get a couple of victories before you guys get in town, and then when you guys get in town, it's always a big victory for great music and orchestration beyond belief. Jeff Plate of TSO, thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the 30th of December, sir.
Thank you, Bill.